With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on a sea corridor for aid to Gaza.
The European Commission president says a charity ship will leave for Gaza as part of a pilot operation to test a new humanitarian sea corridor, delivering aid directly from Cyprus to the Palestinian enclave. Ursula von der Leyen says the EU, together with the US and the United Arab Emirates, are launching the sea corridor to deliver large quantities of aid to Gaza that faces a humanitarian catastrophe. Von der Leyen adds the corridor will open as early as Sunday, preceded by Friday's pilot voyage by the charity Open Arms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a new benefit linked to a popular weight loss drug.
Wegovy isn't just for losing weight anymore. The Food and Drug Administration's approving new uses for Wegovy. Now the agency says doctors can prescribe it to help reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious heart problems in patients who are overweight. A study found it helped reduce the risk by about 20% in those who don't also have diabetes. The label change was requested by drug maker Novo Nordisk, and this could help push Medicare to pay for prescriptions. Wegovy is costly, and it's in short supply. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A helicopter carrying three National Guard members and a Border Patrol agent has crashed along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, killing three of the people on board. That's according to Starr County Judge Eloy Vera. A fourth person on board is in critical condition. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the NASDAQ dropped 188. This is SRN News. All this week, SRN News has been highlighting the perspective and biblical teachings of Dr. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. He's a nationally prominent evangelical whose PowerPoint broadcast ministry carries the Word of God from the Prestonwood pulpit to 92 other countries every week. Now in his seventh decade, Pastor Graham is showing no signs of slowing down.
God has given me incredible energy and health, and I'm grateful for that. So we can't quit. I say, if you're not dead, you're not done. You keep going, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's always my perspective. When God called anyone to serve him, it should be a commitment to our last day, to our last breath, to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham closed this year's National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This is SRN News. This year's milder winter has produced a sweet side effect,
allowing some maple syrup producers to begin tapping their trees as much as 2 months early. In Wisconsin, the fourth largest maple syrup producing state, many farmers started production in January and February, the earliest any of them can recall. New York, Vermont, and West Virginia, among other top maple syrup producing states, Vermont tops the list, producing more than 2 million gallons of the sweet treat annually. Rich Thomason reporting.
A crash at a western Wisconsin highway intersection involving a semi-trailer and a van has reportedly killed 9 people. KSTP St. Paul reports the Clark County Sheriff's Office told the station 9 people died in the Friday accident. Governor Tony Evers posted on X that our hearts and prayers go out to the families and loved ones of all those involved. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.